Blog Talk Radio.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare to follow, and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 thy right hand, and it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold, and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against the... Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Surely, surely, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91. The word of God for the people of God. Yes, this is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer, and God is a good God. God is in charge, and God can do anything but fail. He has not failed you yet, my sisters and my brothers. Watch God move in your life like never before. Thank God for February 15th, 2023. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And my sisters and my brothers, salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you desires of thine heart. And I pray that the desires of thy heart are lined up with the word of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass in his time. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth forth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Why? For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. And he's talking about evil ways, actions, thoughts. When Satan put those evil thoughts in your mind, you dismiss them immediately and tell Satan, I'm not going there. In the name of Jesus, send those evil thoughts back to the pits of hell from which they came, because they're not coming from the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. God is good. God is an awesome God. And he can do anything but fail. He has not failed you yet, my dear ones. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall, when God said that's enough, that's enough. When God said your time is up, your time is up. Watch your ways, your thoughts, and your actions. Are they godly? It's not about you having your way. This is not Burger King. Thank God. God knows exactly what to do in every situation in your life. You don't know what to do. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in an abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Don't you worry about a thing. You pray. You seek the Lord. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Pray for those that call you everything but a child of God. Jesus, they crucified him. Thanks be to God, you have not been crucified. My God, my God, my God. He still did good. Dr. Martin Luther King still fought for our rights. He did evil to no one. Thank you, God. Blessed is the peacemaker, for they will be called the children of God. Are you a peacemaker? Or are you always stirring up trouble, gossiping, lying, telling people off? The Word of God says, blessed is the peacemaker. Thank you, God. And I pray that everyone that's under the sound of my voice is a peacemaker in the name of Jesus. Speak when the Holy Spirit tells you to speak. And speak the words of peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in an abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. My sisters and my brothers, you don't have to worry about anything. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. If you're digging a ditch, you better dig too. Watch out, you ditch diggers. Trying to bring somebody down. Be to God. Men and women of God, you hold on to God's unchanging hand, and you will not fall in that ditch. Your enemy will. Somebody ought to praise God this morning. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Thank you, God. We fall down, but we get back up in the name of Jesus. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down a poor needy and slay the upright in conversation. My God, my God, my God. I can't emphasize this enough. Let your conversations be upright, the name of Jesus. Glorifying God, magnifying God. Let your conversations be upright. Let your conversations be truthful and not lies. Thank you, God. They swore to enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man had is better than the riches of many the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Yes, he does. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. He's upholding you. You have to get upset. Them say what they want to say. Let them do what they want to do. You hold on to God's unchanging hand. You cry out to God and say, God, I know that you're going to take care of my enemies. In fact, he's doing it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what? Forever. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because the word of God says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Thanks be to God. Seek the Lord. He will bless you. Whatever it is that you stand in need of, God will bless you. He's not a God that he should lie. Walk according to the word of God. Live according to the word of God. God is providing everything that you need if you obey him. Obey him and trust him. He will grant you divine intelligence, divine wisdom, divine knowledge. Thank you, God. That's the kind of God that we serve, an intelligent God. We don't serve an ignorant God. Obey the word of God. Men and women of God, we shouldn't go around living any old kind of way and calling ourselves Christians. That's not the will of God. We're supposed to be living Christ-like. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And somebody have some unfinished business today. We're going to talk about that. Glory be to God. Somebody have some unfinished business, and you need to get it completed. Thank you, Jesus. And we talked about this before. We're at February 15, 2022. Something often transpires in the way of a miracle when you affirm the finished works of Jesus Christ, or that the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in some situation or condition. When you have more time on your hands, or when you have more to do than it seems you can, and make sure that you're doing what Christ has assigned to you. Ask the Lord, is this my assignment? Is she my assignment? Is he my assignment? When you have more to do than it seems you can do, often it gets done in half the time if you affirm, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can. Thank you, God. You need to affirm the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest. And I want you to repeat that after me this morning. The finished work of Jesus Christ now manifest. Now listen to this. Write it down. Ideas flow. Helpers appear volunteering their services. Because sometimes we need a little bit of help. Ideas will flow. Helpers appear volunteering their services. Events occur unexpectedly. The job gets done in the name of Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Thank you, God. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest. My dear ones, the Holy Spirit will show you how to get that task completed. The Holy Spirit will keep your mind focused on that task. If you have a child that has ADHD, or even if you're an adult with ADHD, I want you to begin saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Have yourself or that child saved. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in me. Thank you, God. And they will keep their focus on that particular task, that particular day, and that particular time for individuals that have ADHD, children and adults. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest. Watch ideas flow. Helpers appear volunteering their services. The job gets done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Bless someone with this word this morning that has been trying to get a task completed. Bless someone that want to get that contract signed in the name of Jesus. Bless that individual that need to go to court and get that situation completed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is blessing you with more than enough, more than you expected, Evangelist Janet Griffith. God is blessing you right now. Thank you, glory be to God. Mercedes, the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest. Thank you, God. Pastor Tammy Caesar, the finished results now manifest. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Chinita Kelly, the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest. Ideas will flow. Helpers will appear, volunteering their services. Pastors of churches have projects on your jobs that need to be completed. God will send you volunteers in your ministry work. God will send you volunteers for those that need to get things done in their home, in their neighborhood, in the county, in the city. God is sending volunteers in the name of Jesus that will want to do the work that God has called you and them out to do together. Events will occur unexpectedly. Watch God move in that situation. Yes, he will. Sister Burdette is already done. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Mother Annie Green, it's already done. Your healing's already taking place. Thank you, God. Mother Mary Robinson, your healing is taking place. It's already done in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. You need some work done in your home. God's going to send you some volunteers that's going to do an excellent job. Glory be to God. God is going to send his ministering angels to whisper in your ear which direction to go in. Thank you, God. God is providing scholarships for college, universities, providing scholarships for those that are attending trade schools. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Often you will pray and things will begin to unfold, which point the way to answered prayer. Thank you, God. But never quite materialize. And you wonder why. This is the time to affirm the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation. Past the victim minds, first lady minds, the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation for the good of all concerned. This is a time of divine completion. Thank you, God. Sister Cheryl Purnell. The finished results. Watch God move in that situation. Desmond Stewart. The finished results. Thank you, God. The Holy Spirit is moving this morning. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in that courtroom in this situation. For the good of all concerned. This is a time of divine completion. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Finished results, Mercedes. Finished results, LaShawn. Thank you, God. Generational curses have been broken. Generational curses have been broken in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation. Deliverance from drug addiction. Deliverance from alcoholism. Deliverance from homosexuality. Deliverance from poverty. You are the head and not the tail. You're the lender and not the borrower. The finished results of families with just a woman, male and female, God created in his image. Husband and wives will come together as one. Thank you, God. Come against those one family households. We need the male and the female in Jesus' name to raise our children. In Jesus' name, according to the word of God. Thank you, God. We come against single parenting. The word of God says, two or three are gathered in my midst. I'll be there. We thank God for the women that are raising their children. We thank God for the men that are raising their children. But we pray that they come together and let the children witness male and female working together in the home. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in our cities. We come against the weapons, illegal weapons being fired, destroying lives of innocent victims. Lay down those weapons. Holy Spirit, touch the minds of those individuals that are using those illegal weapons, taking innocent lives, innocent men and women, boys and girls. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation. Protect us from seen and unseen danger. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in our homes, our schools, our colleges, our universities, our shopping centers, our movie theaters, on the plane, on the train, as we ride in our private vehicles, as we walk down the city streets and the county streets. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest every situation for the good of all concerned. This is a time of divine completion. Thank you, God. 2023 is a year of divine completion. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. My dear ones, often prayers are almost answered that never, simply because no one spoke the word of completion in the name of Jesus. Didn't he say when he was on that cross, it is finished? Didn't Jesus Christ say it is finished? Thank you, God. You got to begin to speak the word of completion Thank you, God. Don't miss your good by praying a situation almost all the way through and then become discouraged when it doesn't quite materialize. It is simply waiting for you to seal the results by affirming the finished works of Jesus Christ and my son and my daughter and my grandchild and my great-great-grandchild. The finished work of Jesus Christ in my life. Thank you, God. Don't miss your good by praying a situation almost all the way through and then become discouraged when it doesn't quite materialize. It is simply waiting for you to seal the results by affirming the finished works of Jesus Christ. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. As you lay hands on that contract, pray the prayer. Finished works of Jesus Christ is now done. As you lay hands on that new vehicle that you want to purchase, the finished works of Jesus Christ is now done. As you lay hands on that home that God is blessing you with, the finished works of Jesus Christ is now done. You've been seeking a home. You want to have a place to live, a safe haven. The finished works of Jesus Christ is now done. And your home will be a blessing and not a burden. Pray as you walk through that home. Seek the Lord and say, God, is this where you want me to live the rest of my life in the name of Jesus? And he will speak to you and let you know. Pray those spirits out of the house that are in there. Yes, there's some spirits in a lot of these houses that as you go and seek a place to live, you need to pray as you walk through the house in the name of Jesus. And ask the Lord, is this the house you have made for me? Is this the home? Is this the neighborhood? Is this the city? Is this the county? Is this the state where you want me to be? In the name of Jesus. Because you want to see some miracles take place, signs and wonders. You want to see some healing take place in your life, right in your home, right where you live. My God, my God, my God. You want to live in a comfortable home, a home designed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Bless that home where you're living now. Walk from floor to floor, up the steps, down the steps, the basement, and bless that home. In Jesus' name. Some of you never bless your home, bless your apartment, bless your car, bless your room. Pray in the name of Jesus. As individuals come in your home, you need to pray. As they leave your home, you need to pray that some of those spirits they take with them as they leave your home. My God, my God, my God. Not only sanitize your home, but you need to pray the prayers of Jesus Christ in your home. Thank you, God. And ask that they will feel the presence of the Almighty Living God when they come into your home, when they come into your apartment, when they come into your car, your room. God, to invoke the presence of the Almighty Living God, that they will feel the presence of the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you have all kinds of spirits coming into your home, and you never pray them out. My God, my God, my God. Pray. 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 Invoke the spirit of the Almighty Living God in every situation. The finished work. Thank you, God. This is the miracle prayer that can quickly wrap up situations that have lingered on the brink of results. It is finished. The finished work of Jesus Christ. Speak into completion. It is done. Now I can move on. I have prayed for that wayward child. I have prayed for that wayward son, that wayward daughter, that wayward grandchild. I have prayed for my boss on the job. I prayed for my coworker. It is finished. In the name of Jesus, it's now completed. God has heard my prayer. Thank you, God. He's answered my prayer. Maybe not the way I wanted to be answered. But God's ways are not your ways. God's thoughts are not your thoughts. But it is finished. It's completed. This is the miracle prayer that can quickly wrap up situations that have lingered on the brink of results for years and years and years. Often the decree of completion is all that has stood between you and an answered prayer. Let me say that again. Often the decree of completion is all that has stood between you and an answered prayer. I pray that the 144.5 million that are listening this morning, completion, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' time, don't let it linger on. Pray the prayer of completion and let God's will be done. Not your will, God's will be done in your life, in that situation, in your child's life, in your husband's life, in your children's life. Glory be to God. In your wife's life. Thank you, God. Spirit of the living God is moving this morning. Pray the prayer of completion. Often the decree of completion is all that stood between you and answered prayer. Thank you, God. And you need to know how to invite the universe of Christ in your presence as you pray. Thank you, God. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for those that are listening this morning, those that count it not robbery to hear what thus says the Lord, those that have invoked the presence of the living God into their lives. You told us to pray without ceasing. You told us to seek the Lord while we have a chance. We are praying, Father God, for the unsaved, that they will yield to you and cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? That they'll surrender their lives to you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We're crying out to you, Father God, for those that are walking the streets not knowing which direction to go in. Those, Father God, that don't have a made-up mind to serve you, let them surrender to you, Father God. Right now on this day, we're praying that you'll protect us from seen and unseen danger. We're praying for those that are firing illegal weapons in our communities, in our homes, that you'll touch their hands, Father God. Do not allow them to pull that trigger. Let them lay down those weapons in the name of Jesus. Those illegal weapons that's being used in our homes, our schools, our classrooms. My God, we pray and speak against that in the name of Jesus. We are praying for deliverance and healing right now, praying for our nation. Father God, you told us to pray without ceasing. You said if my people are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. And we thank you right now for the victory in Jesus' name. We thank you for healing in someone's mind, body, spirit, and soul. We give you the praise and the honor and glory right now for deliverance in our households. We thank you for deliverance in our children, our loved ones. We thank you for deliverance in our nation, in the White House, in our churches. Thank you, God, for deliverance and healing. Glory be to God. We're going to thank you. We're not going to give up. We're going to hold on to your hand that it is now done. It is finished. It is completed in Jesus' name. We thank you for the miracle that you're working out for someone right now. We thank you for that miracle right now. We thank you, Father God, because you said that we will do greater things. Greater things we shall do in the name of Jesus. And we claim and count it as being done. In Jesus' name, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Thank you, God, presiding bishop of International Prayer Faith Ministries, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. We thank God for women united for Christ in prayer. Pray without ceasing, my dear ones. Tune again tomorrow. God is a good God, and he's an on-time God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want to hear from you. Request your prayer rug. God is good. We're getting ready for a season of fasting and praying. The Lenten season is coming upon us early this year. Next Wednesday is the 22nd, and we begin Ash Wednesday. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Bless the listeners under my ear. We thank you, Father God, that it is now done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.